Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Albie Pearson. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Arnie Portocarrero. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Arnie Portocarrero. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rocky Bridges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a line drive into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keene. Pilarczyk reaches second base with a double. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pilarczyk scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Yost moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground that hits Harris. Harris is out and Keene is safe at first. There goes Harris trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is called out on strikes. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Arnie Portocarrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Portocarrero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowling moves to third. Billy Heft now pitching. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft has Bowling trapped. He runs over and tags Bowling for the out. Berberet moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry bunts in front of the plate. Triandos fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Triandos. Berberet moves to third. Bridges moves to second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearson hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triandos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berberet strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 1 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 0 in the game. Larry strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearson takes first base on ball 4. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearson moves to third. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pilarczyk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keene scores. Kaline moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berberet hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Bowling moves to second. It's 6-2, Tigers. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 2 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Niemann hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Tigers. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-2 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-2 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards the mound. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg now catching. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-1 in the game. Larry strikes out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Yost hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gail Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 3-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yost moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline is walked intentionally. Yost moves to third. Keene moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-3 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yost scores. Keene scores. Kaline moves to second. It's 8-3, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Sheetrany pinch hits for Billy Heft. Barry Sheetrany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheetrany hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges misplays the ball. That's an error on Bridges. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris fields the ball and throws to Larry covering. Safe. Pearson moves to second. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ernie Johnson now pitching. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Berberet takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-3 in the game. Bridges strikes out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry bunts in front of the plate. Ginsburg fields it and throws to first for the out. Berberet moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Yost is hit by the pitch. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Coot Veal now playing shortstop. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris juggles the ball. That's an error on Harris. Willie Tasby pinch runs for Bob Niemann. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyd hits a pop-up towards short. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Tasby moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of K-line. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Tasby scores. Carrasquel moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Tigers. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. Robinson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Tigers. Tom Morgan now pitching. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Albie Pearson. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Orioles 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Tasby now playing center field. Gene Woodling now playing left field. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 4-for-4 in the game, with four singles. Keene hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Tasby who is chasing the ball. Keene reaches third base with a triple. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keene tags and scores. One out. It's 9-5, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Klaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Pilarczyk hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasbye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbye hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. Ginsburg is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.